faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Well, it looks like poor little Ilhan Omar got sprayed in the face by some guy who happens to have a bunch of left-wing, gender-confused kids. Yeah, they'll tell us he's MAGA in 3, 2, 1, whatever. Yeah, and you know what? That was incredibly fortunate for Ilhan Omar. I know she's got to be a lucky girl. I mean, the Trump administration just end of last week announced it's investigating her finances, which it should. In 2019, she was worth negative $45,000. And today, yeah, 5 years later, she's worth $30 million. In fact, her vineyard alone went from being worth $0 a year ago to $5 million today, which is really weird because I know two people who own vineyards, longtime friends of mine because I'm into winemaking, and they spent, one of them, 15 years building a vineyard. I don't think theirs is worth $5 million now, and another one spent nine. I don't think his is either. So, I mean, I don't know how she's had time. Plus, the tens of millions her husband's business is raking in all of the sudden. Super duper weird. So she's under a lot of stress. I doubt she's sleeping very much. So if you look at Donald Trump, how did he triumph when he was under extreme legal duress? Fakely, of course. It was lawfare. But how did he triumph? Well, he almost got killed by that assassin, remember, and he put his fist in the air like Ilhan Omar did after she was sprayed with the unknown liquid. Just looked like a cheap knockoff to me of the Trump fight, fight, fight video. So, you know, and now she could say, well, look, I'm under persecution by MAGA. Maybe you should just not look at my finances. It's just more persecution. See, and you know why she would use that, by the way, as a model? Because the Democrats all know Trump wasn't guilty anyway. Or maybe he's just some nut. We'll see. In which case, she's incredibly lucky. Anyway, we found out overnight why the left is now putting their very lives on the line to keep illegal immigrants and illegal immigrant criminals. Once you hear these numbers, it's all going to make sense to you. You ever seen like a documentary on Mahatma Gandhi or some of the great leader who's fought to free his people from an oppressive regime that they did not elect? Everyone from the Israelites to the Indians, right? And it turns out us, we were living under one and we didn't know it. We had power stolen from us by oligarchs. We didn't know it. But we're figuring it out. And in exact proportion to us figuring it out, the left is becoming violent because it's the last card they have to play. I'm going to do some math for you, and it is going to stun you. Everybody reacting to this new census projection that came out yesterday. What does it show? Well, people are fleeing the left by the millions. We've done so many of those U-Haul stories. And now that we have gotten rid of the fraudulent formula that was dictating the fraudulent results of the census, we had to file a lot of FOIA lawsuits to get there and realize they were, the Biden administration had committed fraud. They call it a formula. Founders were real clear. Count the dang people. Allocate the congressional districts. Not hard. What the left did was create a complicated formula and then hide it. When we asked to see the formula for the census, you know, the one that resulted in six congressional districts that should have been ours being in Democrat hands instead, they said you can't have it, privacy and all. We had to sue to get it. It's how we know it's fraud. It's how we know it's fraud. So understand the census numbers that are coming out now reflect two things. The fact that there is this mass multi-million movement of people away from the misery of Democrat policies, but also the census, they're just counting again like normal instead of using Democrat fraud formulas. What does that add up to? Well, looks like it should be a swing of 17 congressional seats. What a difference that would make, wouldn't it? No fraud, actual counting, movement of people. Yeah, 17 more seats we should have. Wouldn't we live in a different country? Well, that's just the census. Then add in the six more seats they stole. Wow, we're up to 23. More that the right should have. And you're looking at that and you're going, wow, this is a center-right country. But we're not done. Add in a lawsuit that's going to be decided by the Supreme Court by, they think, June, called Calais versus Landry. And what happened was a liberal Supreme Court created a section of the Voter Rights Act that does not exist. They by interpreting a section of it that does. You don't need to get into all that. What they decreed was, well, what we're going to have to do is create fake black congressional districts to make up for past discrimination, blah, blah. I don't know when we're done. I hope it's June. What if we weren't forced to draw those fake Democrat districts? Because all the black districts are Democrat. What if we just did it the way the founders said? How many more seats would we have? Well, if we win in June, at least 19. You mean total? Oh, no, I mean on top of the others. Wait a minute. If the Supreme Court tosses that out in June, which by the questioning, it looks like they may be inclined to, because it's not constitutional. It's not even in the law they based it on. What then? Well, minimum of 19 more seats for Republicans. Well, how many seats total are we talking now? Minimum of 42 with an honest census, no fraud, getting rid of the black districts that there's no constitutional justification for. In fact, they're unconstitutional. And then just the fact that people are fleeing California. California, 100% of their net growth is immigrants. Same with New York. Wait. You're saying we'd have a minimum of 42 seats that we should have right now? Yeah. What's the max? Because the 42 seats is the worst case scenario. 50. You mean that's what our country would really look like without Democrat fraud and liberal Supreme Court interference? Yes. What does that mean? Like, what does that really, think about this in your mind for a minute. What does that mean? We're an oppressed people. We're like the Israelites. We're like the Indians under Gandhi. We are an oppressed people. Our freedom has been stolen. By the way, massive landslide win for Republicans. Pretty much guaranteed, unless you screw up your campaign, under the electoral system for president this would create. Now we know why they had to do all the fraud in 2020. Now we know why Trump is currently having to sue 22 Democrat states who will not turn over their voter rolls. Why? Because they know he wants to run them against the Social Security Department Homeland Security databases. That's why. They can't turn them over. We're going to get them. Do you know the effort it took to repress us? But we got, folks, there's two things you got to do if you're going to break free. Number one, you got to find out. We didn't know. We thought this was a divided down the middle country. It ain't. Us, the normals, our culture is absolutely predominant. Truly, we are an oppressed people by the Democrat Party. They got one play left. Amnesty. The only play they got. Now, if that play happens, remember the maps. Everyone from the Washington Times to Elon Musk has published. Almost every state in this nation flips blue. That is why you're seeing the Chinese Communist Party, as reported by Fox News this weekend, is funding the street protests and has been since L.A. They're fun. Every time an ICE agent gets his finger bit off, China paid for it. Why? Because this is going to be a Chinese-style system, which makes this the most remarkable pivot point in all of modern human history in the next 5 years. Now that we know, now that you know, you are a slave. They owe us 42 seats that are rightfully ours in Congress. If we got that, and I feel pretty confident the Supreme Court's going to rule for us, but even if they don't, we're still picking up 19. It's a different day. Democrats done. For at least a decade, from 2030 to 2040. Do you know what that would be? That would be the most free human beings have ever been. With the exception of the founding. Like right after the founding. Maybe even freer than that. Let me tell you why. Because they used to be able to still control newspapers, whoever the powerful were. They can't anymore. I mean, with social media, you got Nick Shirley out there. You got Cam Rigby. One guy broke open the signal chat. We've got now, I mean, well over $100 billion in documented fraud. Nick Shirley, one guy with a cell phone. We never had that before. No barriers. We can live like that. Or, because we're going to decide this in the next 5 years, we give in to the Democrat street thugs who are now sending their people to die. And it makes sense when you look at these numbers. They want them to die. They need martyrs. That's the level of desperation they're at. Or we can let them get power one more time before that 2030 census. They do amnesty and we live in 1,000 years of darkness. Because let me tell you what's going to snap shut fast if they get power. They're going to amnesty. They're going to pack the courts. They're going to have you extradited for trial if you say something on social media, at least until Elon Musk is convicted, which they're already saying on their podcast they're going to do. And we're going to go back to FBI control of the internet. Not at the local level or the country level, at the international level. That's what the World Economic Forum and also the EU and now Australia are building. A world government based around the need to censor speech. Which one would you rather live in? I don't know, but we are going to decide in the next 5 years. It's going to go one way or the other. We're either going to crush them or they're going to crush us. We should win. We have the numbers. We have the support. And we could have freedom like we've never seen. Folks, we have never seen just a fork in a row with two stark contrasts like this. You got to choose. You know what this means? There is a price. The illegal immigrants have to go home, even the nice ones. We can't risk amnesty or it ends. Just beyond our grasp is the freest we have ever been. We can just reach out and grasp it. And they want to take it. And they're going to take it by force. We cannot capitulate to these people, no matter how much GOP senators whine and want Kristi Noem fired. Can't give in. This is it, folks. This is the final civilizational fight. Because let me tell you what. We go dark, world goes dark. And the light doesn't come on again. There's nowhere to run for a very, very long time. And that's what these numbers mean. It is amazing the times you live. I knew this was coming. Have you seen this article in The Nation? Because you should read it. Look, when you have a guy like Zohran Mamdani who's campaigning on abolishing prisons, people can get raped. Liberal women are going to get raped. Women are going to get raped. So you have to normalize that. As crazy as that sounds, but then, Lee, everything the left comes up with always sounds crazy at first. Yeah. A man could be a woman. A man can have a baby, you know.
Well, that's still crazy, but...
Headline. You might want to sit down for this one, because this is where they're going. Why I didn't report my rape in the liberal publication, The Nation. This went totally viral yesterday. By liberal activist Anna Krauthammer, who encourages you to also not report your rape. Why? Well, it won't change anything. And she says she is an abolished prisons absolutist. Prisons are the Nazification of America. No one should be locked up. And she said, look, I could report the 6 men who incarcerated me and raped me all night in Vegas in a hotel room. But she says it wouldn't change anything. And she couldn't live with herself if they had to go to prison, she says. You want to read it? Really. It's called Why I Didn't Report My Rape. This is pure high-octane left-wing propaganda because they haven't had an answer to this so far. Because we're always going on TV and we're on X all the time. So look, you can't let a rapist in here. You can't let a pedophile in here. We're just rounding up the rapists and the pedophiles right now. They don't have an answer to it. This is it. They thought this through. And she says it was in 2021 and that the statute of limitations, 5 years, is winding down. She says her friends have encouraged her to, you know, to call the police, file a report, turn in these people. I don't know if they could find them or not, whatever she doesn't say. And that she's thought really hard about it, but she's not going to do it. Because, quote, it wouldn't change anything, unquote. And she believes prison should be abolished, like Zohran Mamdani. Now, she even addresses the part in here about, well, aren't you condemning other women to being raped? Like a good liberal, she doesn't care. Doesn't care. Like Jimmy Kimmel, doesn't care. She says that she would not deign to speak for future victims. She wouldn't ordain to make decisions for them. They, like her, may want to not call the police. It was a gang rape, by the way, she claims, six guys. Why I didn't report my rape. So what is this? This is setting down a new marker for liberal women. A good liberal woman is cool with rape and probably deserved it anyway. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That's the Taliban. No, Lee, I thought about this last night. This is literally this is the mentality of the Taliban.
Yeah. Blame the victim.
Yes. No consequences for the.
The victim has been brainwashed into believing that they are the criminal.
Yes.
If they report the crime.
But the left needs an answer for this. Now I'm reading this whole thing and my BS meter is going off. Like.
You can hear the needle popping on one side.
Yeah.
It's like.
Gosh. Like I'm like.
Yeah.
No details about the attackers. Yeah. People could try to find them, find out if they're real.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, this could very easily be another one of those made up stories.
Yes.
Like a Donald Trump accusation.
Yeah, like that. Well, like everything the left says. She's a left wing activist, right? So I don't know if this really happened to her or not. I have no idea. She's no proof because she never called. But it's just as powerful either way. Because the nation featured this as a legitimate viewpoint that people should, women should consider. That if you are an abolish the prisons person, then you have to walk the walk, which I'm at least glad they're saying that, then you've got to tolerate rape. That is your job as a liberal woman.
Well, those are the consequences.
My gosh.
The consequences of those actions, yes.
Yes, that's the consequence of those actions. So they're saying you need to accept it. Now, as Rush Limbaugh said, he did this epic show one time and he said, you know, we made this mistake. When all the college professors were saying this stuff, we were laughing at them. We thought, ah, it's crazy. Come on, LGBTQIA, on and on and on and on. That'll never happen. And he said, we gotta stop laughing at them. They float these ideas. We laugh, we don't fight. And look where it ends up. The normalization. So we're right there. This is what Rush Limbaugh would say today. Mm-hmm. They are making their move to normalize the idea that there's something wrong with you if you report your rape. By the way, this is not the first time we've seen this. Do you remember me losing my mind over the LA Times? It was almost four years ago. Their editorial board actually did a piece saying that you should not report your burglary and you should also not take precautions against burglary.
Oh, yeah.
Because if someone is stealing from you, obviously they're an oppressed class member. Yeah. They probably need it more than you do if they're taking the risk. So you should just maybe let them have it.
If you're taking possessions, material things, it's not really a crime.
No. This is where the left intends to go. And I only inform you of it because I'm going to put this in every stinking segment. If we give in to them, we leave the illegals here, including the ones who just want to work. Even though they can't work and they're living off welfare fraud because there's no jobs for them, but whatever, we'll pretend they want to work. So, and even though they just came here for the welfare fraud because they heard about it from all their friends, we let them stay. Most states flip blue after the amnesty and the pathway to citizenship. This is how we live. Well, yes, honey, you were right. I know you're calling 911. And normally we don't answer these calls. We made a mistake. We didn't realize you were a conservative. And, you know, do you really want these men going to prison? Maybe what you really need is a good counselor. We'll refer you. No, I want a police officer. What? No, we don't really do that anymore. Your future, you decide. So we need to buck up in back ice in Minneapolis and every other place or live like this. They're not two good choices, but you know what? We got to make more.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.